You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon, the 26th day of March. On the phone line is Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Mike, thanks for taking the time with us. Let's start out west where it has been dry. I suppose remains a bit dry, but there's still a lot of time yet as the hard red winter wheat crop comes out of dormancy.
That's true. The only thing we would add, though, is that it has been unseasonably warm across the plains over the last 4 weeks or so. Even though it was cold there in a lot of February, since March started, temperatures have been way above normal for a large portion of the month of March, with maximums in the 70s and even the 80s at times. We look for that type of temperature pattern to continue over the next 7 to 10 days and probably even longer than that. So the winter wheat crop and the plains will more than likely end up developing a little bit faster than usual. And because of that, it does increase our concern a little bit regarding the lack of rain. If you look at rainfall over the last 30-day period and the last 60-day period, you'll be able to see that dryness right now is almost identical to where it was 1 year ago at this time. And if you recall, last year we did have a bit of a problem with yield reductions due to dryness in the plains. So when you put this warm situation and this dry situation together, it leads us to conclude that we do need to see more rain over the next 7 to 10 days than we had 1 year ago. And at this point, even though there are rain chances out there, best rain chances in the plains are generally along the eastern fringe of the winter wheat belt, not in the far western areas of Kansas where most of the wheat is concentrated. So like you said, this is not the time to sound the alarm bell, but it is the time to watch it and to see if we get some of these rain chances to materialize next week and the week after, because we know that if they don't, that'll be a bit of an issue.
This is in contrast to what the Delta, the South, and the Midwest might see over the next couple of weeks.
That's exactly right. We do see temperatures turning quite a bit warmer as we head into next week. And that will allow the jet stream to set up right across the central U.S. The way it looks right now, we'll see a number of waves of energy move across the central U.S. from around Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, and then all the way through the first 10 days of April. We're looking for widespread rainfall across a big chunk of the Corn Belt and into the Delta, especially from the southern third to half of Illinois and points on to the south. If this happens as we expect, then we'll start to see the corn planting discussion come into play, because we've already seen some sluggish corn planting in the Delta due to heavy rainfall in recent weeks. And if we have another wet week beyond the rain we just had over the last 24 hours, this will become a bit of an issue. And we do think that the chance for heavy rainfall is moderate to high from around Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, and then through again the first 7 to 10 days of April.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking the time with us today. We really do appreciate all the work you do for us here at Illinois Public Media.
Well, you're welcome, Ty. It's always a pleasure.
Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. If you'd like to hear him again, in fact, any of our agricultural weather forecasters, you can find them online at our website. Look in the Programs and Services section for Agricultural Closing Market Report Weather or Agricultural Morning Weather. You'll find all of the weather forecasts there for each and every business day of the year. It's just part of the service that comes to you from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Have a great afternoon.